Why do we have to be covered by Jesus' blood?
Grandpa says his old baseball card can show me the answer.
Your grandpa's right. God doesn't see your sin when it's covered by the blood of Jesus. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. I really hope that you're having a great day too. Thanks for joining me. I'm Zach. In the Old Testament, God told the people to sacrifice animals so that their blood would cover or pay the penalty for the wrong things they had done. Then God would be able to bring those people back into fellowship with Him. But when Jesus died on the cross, He paid the penalty for everybody's sin once and for all. And when you accept His salvation, your sins are covered by His blood, and you can have a relationship with God. Then you can sing along with Psalm 32:1. It says, "Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered." Our story today is called Covered in Red. "What's that, Grandpa?" Raphael pointed to some small cards and pieces of shiny red paper on the kitchen table. Grandpa smiled. "Grandma found these when she was cleaning the attic the other day. When I was a boy, we used to get these as prizes in cereal boxes. They're something like baseball cards." "Wow, they're really old." Raphael was impressed. "What are the shiny red papers for?" "That's what makes these cards interesting," Grandpa replied. "Look at this one. It's a picture of Babe Ruth." Grandpa showed Raphael the picture of the famous baseball player, then turned the card over. "Now, see this question? It says, what was Babe Ruth's real name? To find the answer, we put this shiny red paper, it's called cellophane, right over the question. Now what do you see?" "George Herman Ruth," Raphael read. The question disappeared and the answer showed up. "Cool!" "Right," said Grandpa. "The cellophane taught me a lesson." "You mean because you learned Babe Ruth's real name?" Raphael asked. Grandpa laughed. "Something more important," he said. "When I was young, I knew I was a sinner. I was a bit of a troublemaker, so I was reminded of it often. I'd heard that we all needed to have our sin covered by the blood of Jesus, but I never understood it until my Sunday school teacher brought this very same Babe Ruth card to class one day. Someone, read the question on the back," he said as he turned it over. But he had put the red paper over the question, so we told him we could only see the answer. He nodded. "When the question is covered by the red paper, you can't see it. You just see the answer. And when you trust Jesus as your Savior, your sin is covered by His blood. Then God doesn't see your sin anymore. Instead, He sees you as righteous or good, and He sees Jesus living in you. And I've never forgotten that." Raphael nodded thoughtfully. "I'm going to remember it too." So what about you? What does God see when He looks at you? Does He see your sins, or are they covered by the blood of Jesus so that God now sees you as righteous? If you trust Jesus as your Savior, your transgressions or sins are forgiven. They are covered, and God doesn't see them anymore when He looks at you. If you don't yet know Jesus as your Savior, trust in Him today. Then you'll have peace knowing your sins are covered in red. For more information on what it means to trust in Jesus, just get your parents' permission first, then head on over to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is Psalm 32:1.
"Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered."
And our key thought for today, Jesus' blood covers sin. If you have teen brothers or sisters, you know how busy they are. It can be tough to make time for God, but the new Unlocked app makes it easy. You can check it out at unlocked.org. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.